That is the Brass Band of Huntsville from December 16th, 2013.
You can't trust this guy. He has access to everything.
Oh, he does. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you should tread carefully in life because Scotticus can find things. It's scary. Anyway, increasing clouds 54, the expected high. We have thunderstorms in the forecast tomorrow. We'll have a little chance of rain tonight to start things. And by the weekend, how's it looking? Rain begins to taper off a little bit because we got the Rocket City Marathon coming up. Anyway, we're right back down to 28. Biz-Dash Bob, because he dashes everywhere.
That's right.
Is before we get to Biz-Dash Bob business, again, your band, again, is called?
The Brass Band of Huntsville.
And you guys are playing when?
We are playing on Monday night at Covenant Presbyterian on Drake Avenue.
And it's free.
And it's free.
All right. So,
and plenty of room. There's a balcony. Actually, my suggestion is when you come to the concert, is go to the balcony because the sound, I think, is better up there. But also, you can see better.
All the pieces.
You can look down and see all the instruments. Whereas you sit down in the regular pews, you can't see some of the people in the middle of the band as well.
All right. So they're from the expert.
But anyway, it's a British style brass band. I went and looked at on Wikipedia. It's a very
well. It's Jimmy's right on so many
things. That's right. British Brass Band is a musical ensemble comprising a standard range of brass and percussion. Okay, modern form brass band in the United Kingdom dates back to the 19th century.
Well, there you go.
How about that?
A little history here.
And so we are following in that tradition, and they actually even have competitions across the country sometimes. It's pretty amazing. And it goes all the way back to the 19th century. It's very common. A lot of community bands in the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, all have this, what they call British-style brass bands.
And we have one, too. All right, so I want to, you teased us with this whole thing. Let's get a tip in here. So if you're going to make a change, this week is the week you need to make the change.
You need to do
it
right as soon as you can because you want to be ready and up and running for the first of the year. So if you're on a payroll service, which there are several out there, or you're with an accounting service and you're not happy with sometimes the back and forth with an accounting service doing the payroll, you can sign up for QuickBooks full service payroll, and it's completely, all you got to do is put your hours in, your salaries in, hit send, and you're done. Or assisted
payroll.
Or if
you like to have your hands in it, that's the great thing, right?
Yep.
There are ways to, and then Bob can help you if
you
want to. You
can do enhanced payroll or assisted payroll or full service payroll. There's several different vehicles. Also, a new one that I've been promoting here lately that's less expensive and works great is called Gusto Payroll.
Yeah, you were mentioning that last couple times ago when we talked.
But if you are interested at all, give us a call, 256-337-5200, because now is the time to act to make a payroll change so that your 2020 payroll stuff will be a lot easier.
And it has gotten easier in some ways, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely better. But I was with somebody this week that was with a very well-known payroll service, not QuickBooks, with one of these big companies. And he's just very unhappy with he's gotten all kinds of notices from the state of Alabama, from the IRS, and he is absolutely ready to make a change. It's been a nightmare.
Because they have not.
They just
done their jobs.
Well, what happened was they somehow, this company, got their federal ID number wrong.
Oh, so they were paying somebody else?
They were paying somebody else's taxes, and their taxes weren't getting paid.
Oh, great. Well, so, that'll be an interesting one to untangle.
Yeah.
It's kind of like my mortgage company about 30 years ago had forgotten to pay property taxes in like 7 states.
Oh, my Lord.
Boy, that created a mess.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, yeah. You get a notice that, hey, we're going to be auctioning your house off because you haven't paid your property taxes. Huh? What? The mortgage company does that. Crazy. Yeah. All right. How do they reach you real quickly? Biz-Bob.
Biz-Bob.com or give us a call at 256-337-5200.
All right. Hey, great seeing you, man.
Good to see you.
In person, Biz-Bob.
In person. In the flesh.